Malta aligns itself with the statement delivered by Ireland on behalf of the European Union and European Union member states. The attainment and maintenance of health constitutes an ongoing challenge for all countries. Over the years, it has become increasingly apparent that in order to achieve health, we need to address many other factors which influence health. It has become equally apparent that health itself has a major impact on the social and economic development. Therefore, health is not only an end in itself, but represents also a means to an end. The second decade of what can still be regarded as the new millennium presents us with some great challenges in this regard. At the turn of the millennium, we have set ourselves a number of developmental goals, of which three are specific health targets. The time has come for us to measure our successes and to take stock of where we were less successful and evaluate the reasons why. We have to make sure that we maximize on the fact that through the MDGs, health has attained a high profile at the highest political level, and that we make the best use of experiences gained. We need to make sure that we build on these successes in order to achieve more in the future. The formulation of the post-2015 development agenda, initiated at Rio 20 conference last year, is pointing in the direction that after 2015, there will be no health-specific sustainable developmental goals. While this may be regarded as a retrograde step and therefore perceived as a threat, Malta believes that this should be perceived as a challenge for us to ensure that health will be a cross-cutting component of all the sustainable development goals that may be identified. The WHO and its member states must continue to play their crucial role in ensuring this. Malta believes that the post-2015 agenda must be rights-based and people-centered, with an emphasis to the right to life, the right to health, the right to equal treatment, and guided by the principles of equity, accessibility, and sustainability. We have to make sure that the goals have measurable, universally relevant indicators through which we would be able to monitor progress. We have, above all, to make sure that the goals will ultimately capture both the contribution of health to development as well as the contribution of other sectors to health. Madam Vice President, the future is challenging indeed. There is still a lot to be achieved and a lot of ground to be covered. However, let us look back and take heart from what we have achieved so that we can look to the future with the determination to fill in our deficiencies and build on our successes so that at the end of the next 15 years, we will achieve the maximum health gains for our people. Thank you.